The Donkey Who Liked to Sing. There was once a donkey who belonged to a poor washerman. Every morning he helped his master carry heavy bundles of clothes to the river, where the old man pounded them on a rock and scrubbed them until they were clean. In the afternoon, the donkey and his master carried the bundles of clean, dry clothes around the houses in the village. Then, when his work was done, the donkey was free to spend the night wandering around. The donkey had a friend, a jackal, who used to come with him on his nightly wanderings. One night the donkey broke down a fence and they got into a field full of delicious, juicy cucumbers. They stuffed themselves with the cucumbers and decided to return the next night for more. "See you tomorrow, same time, same place," said the donkey to the jackal. The owner of the field was very angry when he found his cucumbers trampled and many of them eaten. The next night he and his sons lay in wait for the thief. That night the donkey and the jackal went along to the cucumber field, and again they gorged themselves on cucumbers. The donkey felt so happy that he decided to sing. "I'm just going to sing a little song," he announced to his friend. The jackal was horrified.
"Don't be an idiot," he said to the donkey. "Do you want everyone to know we are here? You'll get us both into big trouble. Besides, you can't sing. Your braying is the ugliest sound around."
The donkey was offended.
"What nonsense," he said. "What does a jackal like you know about music? I have a sweet voice and I sing beautifully. It's my way of showing I'm happy."
"All right, have it your own way," said the jackal. "But don't say I didn't warn you. Just give me a minute, will you, to make myself scarce."
And the jackal ran to the fence, jumped over it and hid in some bushes. The donkey stood in the middle of the field. He looked at the moon shining in the sky, lifted up his head and opened his mouth wide to sing.
"Ee-aw, ee-aw, ee-aw,"
he brayed, and the hideous noise echoed far and wide. It woke up half the village, and all the dogs joined in, pointing their noses at the moon and howling. The owner of the field and his sons rushed into the field, waving big sticks, and caught the donkey. They tied him up and gave him a terrible beating. Then they let him go. The donkey's ribs were so sore and his legs were so bruised that he could hardly walk. He hobbled sadly home to his stable. The next day, when his master saw him, he had no sympathy. "It serves you right for breaking fences and stealing other people's property," he said. "I'm ashamed of you. Bruises or not, you'll have to work just as usual." The washerman made the donkey carry the heavy load of washing down to the river on his poor, bruised back. The donkey felt very sorry for himself, and that evening when he met his friend the jackal, he said, "You are quite right, and I should have listened to your advice. These people don't appreciate music."